The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Road tripping a long distance can be intimidating when you've not done it before. And I'm trying to do it with a two-year-old. We're going to see my parents in about a week, and I need any advice to keep me sane.
So with my kids, even when they were a small infant, we would leave at night when it was bedtime, and we would bed them down in the car. Get them ready, get them, you know, get their snacks, whatever, and let them go to sleep in the car in the beginning of the trip, but sleep all night, and you had that much time to get all the driving done.
So you really drove all night long?
Yeah, we did. My husband and I tag teamed, and we would drive all the way to Pennsylvania from Texas.
Well, let's hope my husband's up for it, because I won't be any help, but I hope he can do it.
When my daughter was little, I got a portable DVD player and put her favorite movies on. So we only had to stop like every 2 hours if she wasn't asleep in order to change the movie.
So you just decided that screen time was the best time and you would just play them around the clock.
Yes, ma'am, because that way I got where I need to go a whole lot faster.
I appreciate that. I feel like when another mom tells you something's okay, you stop feeling guilty about it. So thank you.
Yeah, my daughter grew up to be good.
Okay, good. You might have gone to camp as a kid, but someone needs to invest in summer camps for adults. I would be there. My friend's kid went to art camp this week and made a pinata and Lego structures. Art camp? I could finally make the things I pin on Pinterest. Kids just notice things that we don't. The sweetest part of being a mom to a two-year-old is that now I know all of our mail carriers and our delivery drivers, and there might as well be a famous person outside when they come around. You should treat yourself this weekend. I did this week, and I got my nails done for the first time in forever, and they're already chipped like crazy. I'm doing dishes and diapers. That was not a good choice. Hey, just taking a quick second to interrupt the podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. It's hard to parent by yourself. My husband was out of town a few weeks ago, and of course, that's when my son got sick and also got me sick. I don't know what we would have done without friends and family in the area. I was too sick to go to the grocery store, but we needed things, so someone had groceries dropped off. Another person came and risked their own health to watch my son when I felt better so I could go to work. See, when you have friends and family on your side, there's nothing you can't do. And I think that's why I love United Faith Mortgage, because it's a faith and family team. It's actually run by a father and son, John and Ryan, and they treat you like family. They're going to take great care of you. I know from experience. My husband and I refinanced our home with them last year. And here's what makes them so special is that they have a direct lender advantage. That means that there's no middleman, and it often can save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you want to know more about United Faith Mortgage, visit UnitedFaithMortgage.com and you'll see how you get treated like family too.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
All week long, we heard plenty of sad and depressing headlines. So instead of talking about those, let's share some joyful news. A guy in England was on his way to a dog show when he found a lost puppy on the side of the road. He couldn't just leave her there, so he picked her up. And then when he got to the show, he found out there was a rescue dog category. So he entered her, and she won the whole thing. He later was able to track down her owners, and they got her their dog back. Her name is Bonnie. She's 5 years old. And now she comes home with a trophy and a ribbon, and she's a champion. I'm Joy, and taking a kid on any trip makes it not as relaxing. My husband and I are learning this because we've got a two-year-old, and we're going on a family vacation next week. I've been really excited about it, but what I've learned is my expectations are always too high. Vacation used to mean you get a little bit more sleep, my husband and I would reconnect, you might get to have some downtime. None of those things are true anymore. So I'm trying to keep the proper expectations. We are going to have family time. That's going to be sweet. I'm going to get to know my son and my husband probably better. But I think my goals need to be everybody stays healthy and everybody eats. Is that low enough? We know we need rest, but how? How do we get it? I'm struggling with this so much. This week, I actually did have a little downtime And I was hanging out with some girlfriends and we were just floating in the pool and it should have been so refreshing, but I could not shake this nagging feeling that I should be doing something more important with that moment. I'm a full-time working mom. I do have a long to-do list. I'm sure you do too. So I feel guilty when I rest. Feel like I should be spending quality time with my husband or my kid or cleaning my house or doing work. So the weekend is coming. It's basically here. And I desperately need to be able to turn that voice off. So if you found any way to really rest during the weekends, I would love your help. I think this is something that a lot of people struggle with, is being able to unplug your brain and your heart and be present in the moment.
I always prayed before, but when I learned to pray and just give her to God, then I could relax and enjoy myself, because you got to take care of yourself.
You're right.
That's part of being mentally healthy. Mm-hmm. And if you're not taking care of yourself, you're not doing the best job that you can do.
That's but so true.
Trusting in God that He knows what your child needs, you know, you can relax.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.